my pages like you see now.
Now, you take the fruits and boil them and make boil the juice and make...
jelly.
Okay. Did you have places around here where people would raise a lot of trees of peaches?
We had them right back here. Had peaches this big, so big you couldn't can them, couldn't put them in the jar. My sister from Jackson would come up here and we'd can in one day now. I mean, we didn't have air conditioner, had a wood stove. We can as many as 100 quarts a day.
Mm-hmm.
With somebody peeling, you see.
That's hard work.
Well, we did it. We wonder now how we did, but we sure did it.
You were wilted by the end of the day.
Oh, you're right.
A place where there'd be a lot of peach trees would be a...
orchard.
Now, when you were eating a cherry pie, you might break your tooth off on a...
See, if it was left in there, you'd use it to dig. If you didn't get the seeded cherries, you see.
The inside of a peach was a...
kernel.
And what would you call the kind of peach that you had to break the kernel out of?
Freestone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the others were clean. Those, we used to make peach pickle out of those.
That was an Indian peach, right? Yeah. Some call it Indian
peach. Mm-hmm.
And then after you eat an apple, the parts you have left?
Core. Seed.
Did you ever dry up peaches or apples?
My mother did. Dried peaches. She used to dry okra too.
And the skin would...
Well, over on the dried peaches and that, like that, their skin would come off, you see, when you cook them.
Yeah, it would just
shrivel up, you see, when you come off.
What kind of nuts did you have here?
Well, pecans, walnuts.
When you ate a walnut, you had to get, what was that kind of cover that always stained your hand and you had to get off? That was a... You see them when they came out of the...
Oh, yes. We had walnut trees at one time. Not here, but out in the hospital. And English walnut. We had an English walnut tree.
What's the kind of nuts that old Jimmy Carter raised and his brother?
Peanuts. I declare it really got to be a joke.
Why? There's nothing wrong with that. It's a...
oh, no! Everybody loves peanut butter. My goodness. Of course, somebody's got to raise them, and I think it's wonderful. I never said anything about it. But doing them, you know, how they carried that, I don't think they carried a little bit too far. And this is what I don't think is so bad. They said he was going to have to get rid of all of his holdings. Well, just because you're a president of the United States or you're an officer anywhere, you can't have any holdings anywhere. You can't own anything. I don't think that's right. Do you?
I agree with
you. Well, now, that's what I think. Just because he's up there serving us, he's our president.
Yeah.
And he's taking on a big job. And why he doesn't know...
Penalize a man just for...
He should not be penalized because he doesn't know how long he's going to be president. Might want to come right back there. And you see how he loves to come back to his home. He's just been there recently.
Yeah.
He may still be there. I didn't listen to the news, whether he's or not.
Yeah. The kind of fruit that you got from Florida?
Oranges. Grapefruit. Lemons.
What about all the vegetables you'd raise?
Well, years ago, now we don't do it much now. We used to use English peas. Cabbage, onions, Irish potatoes, those things had to be planted real early. I have a nephew of a rural folk who had English peas this year. And they were delicious. But he planted them in January, you see. You've got to get them in early. And of course, spinach has to be planted early. Carrots, beets, all those things, early planted. If you don't get them in early, you're not going to have any luck. Then you come along later and plant your beans.
What kind of beans?
Well, snap beans. We use pole beans more than anything else now. and butter beans, which we have in the garden right now. Canned quite a number of snap beans. I don't like them in the deep freezer. Oh, they're mushy. And